Philly's Home for Old School, Old School 100.3, Soulful Sunday. Deanna Williams joining me live from the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Derek Sampson here in the studio and joining us, CeCe Peniston. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Where are you live at?
I'm in Arizona.
Okay, good. We're all together.
Yes.
CeCe, you have an exciting new project. We want to let the folks know that you are still in the studio recording. Tell us about your new project.
Definitely. Well, I just put out the new single, Nothing Can Stop Me Now, which is doing really good, playing on iHeartRadio, Heart and Soul, and a couple of different radio stations around the world. I've been doing a lot of performing. Just did some shows, live band shows over in Europe, Providence, Rhode Island, Amsterdam, London. In the studio working on the second single. Also working on a kind of neo-soul project that I'm doing with a guy named Paris Toon. He's a producer, and I have a single coming out with him called Sick. It kind of released for a minute, but they're re-releasing it. And also, I'm working on a muscle fitness competition that I'll be doing November 14th and 15th in Arizona, so I've been pretty busy.
Tell us about that project.
That sounds fascinating. What is it about?
Thank you. Actually, I've been training for about 3.5 months. I'm in the process of transforming my body and being in the best shape of my life. I feel like at 45, I felt like, you know, when I was younger, you don't really always, well, I didn't really always know how to eat. And, you know, I learned about my body, how to eat gluten-free, what my food allergies were, just on a health and wellness kick. And just, you know, people will get to see the results of it. Some of the results they're seeing on my social media now, but they really get to see the results in like another probably 6 weeks. 7 weeks.
Really? Now you're inspiring me. In fact, I'm meeting with a nutritionist this week. So hearing the fact that you're doing this is encouraging to me, and I'm sure many of your fans.
Oh,
CeCe, what do you
definitely
think about social media now? You just referenced, I mean, when you first came out as an artist, there wasn't the internet. At least we didn't have access to it the way we do now. How has it impacted your career as an artist and your connection your fans?
I'm like, damn it, could this have been out when I came out?
The internet was like,
you know, I feel like it's a double-edged sword, because when I came out, it was like, it's the mystique of you being an artist. You know, the less people know about you, the more intriguing it is, and that's kind of what we were told. You know what I mean? Now it's like, if you don't get a tweet back, if you don't answer their Facebook message or whatever, it's like if people don't know you or feel like they can touch you, then it's not like they can connect to you as an artist. So that's the difference. And YouTube has made stars. So you can actually become a star before your people really know that you're a star on, like, YouTube, which is a beautiful thing that we didn't have before. You can be your own personal producer, you know, artist, creative spirit, everything.
I'm still stuck on 45. You just finally just came out, I felt like.
It came out. You know, I was 21 when it came out.
No, you weren't.
But trust me, in my mind, I am not 45 in my mind. I call myself Betty Button, because I want to be like little Benjamin Button. You know, as you get older,
yes,
turning that clock back, you're like, I will not accept that.
That's,
yeah.
I like that.
And yeah. My friends were around me. They're like, yeah, you don't act your age, you know. So it's all a state of mind and how you feel about yourself, and I feel great, and I feel like I'm better than ever at this point in my life, because I know more about me.
That's
and
awesome.
I hear you.
So when you go to that, you're going to be so happy. I'm telling you, I went to this naturopathic doctor, and she told me, like, food allergies and things that I was allergic to, that I was eating like crap 3 times a week and wondering what the problem is. Well, hello.
If you were polluting your body.
Girl, jacking me up, okay?
Yeah.
So
that's
definitely
amazing.
I think it all goes hand in hand with the look and everything with music, though, so you know.
Differences between American audiences and the European audiences. You mentioned you just came back from Europe. How would you define the differences?
I feel like in Europe, you never get old, or that's then. And
I'm moving
now
here.
I feel like they just have a great love of music. And if they just love that music, they just love you in general. It's not like when you came out. Here in the States, it's like, better have something new out, or we haven't heard your new music, or you know, but I feel like that's changing. I feel like people are going back now because the music that's been out, and they're looking at artists who have been out already and been like, oh, I wonder what this is about. So they're doing like different types of research now on music. the old is becoming new again.
CeCe, tell us where people can find you on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, social media, the internet. How can they find you?
Definitely. CeCe_Peniston on Twitter. I have the official CeCe Peniston Facebook fan page, and I'm on IG, and all of it's me answering. So when you get a response, it's me, y'all.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And tell us again about the new single.
The new single is called Nothing Can Stop Me Now. And I feel like it's where I'm at in my life. I feel like it's a new beginning. I feel like the stars are lining up and people are seeing a brand new CeCe. Also, I have a new official website, the CeCePeniston.com. Just loaded new pictures on there and everything. So you can get the new single on iTunes, check out the new website, and follow me on my social media, y'all. And thank
you. Derica, we love you, CeCe.
Thank you for giving me love. Thank you, baby.
Yeah, I'm on her website right now.
From the start, love you now and love you even more because I feel that you're about your evolution, your transformation as an artist, and I respect that.
Thank you. It's all about keeping it new because, you know, when you haven't been out in a while or people haven't heard you a while, they're like, okay, the first thing is, and this is just being human, okay, what do they look like? What do they sound like? So you have to get people, you know, you got to give them what they're looking for. So I'm all about that. So I want to see the transformation. So you know you got to keep me posted, right? We got to follow each other. So
child, I'm about to follow you right now. I'm going to follow you everywhere. I want to watch this and wait. And then I want you to watch mine as well.
Oh, I am, girl. I'm going to be like, hey, what's going on, boo? I'm going to have to check in on you now.
All right. And Derek, we're going to watch you too.
All right. Well, I'm watching her on this website.
Looking good,
you see me,
right?
Those legs look.
Pull-ups on weights and all that stuff. Yeah.
Those legs look 21. She's looking good.
Thank you, sweetie.
The website is looking good. I love it.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Well, thank you, CeCe, so much for joining us. We're all going to follow each other on social media.
That's what's up, and keep up with it. So y'all have a beautiful one. Thank you so much for loving and supporting me in my career and my songs and everything. So, you know, great to talk to you. Thank you again.
No problem.
CeCe, you're the best, and we appreciate you. Continued success on your path as you travel on this journey and with your new single and every other endeavor that you're involved with. We are Old School 100.3.